Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser joining us. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
More and more, there's a lot of great tools and apps out there that can help you be a better cattle producer, especially when you start talking about some of your marketing options. If you're a stocker operator or a cow-calf operator, you're thinking about maybe trying to buy some calves this fall. A great tool that's been developed by Dr. Glenn Tonser and others, something called a background and stocker margin calculator. Dr. Tonser from K-State explains what it's all about.
If you're a cow-calf producer, you're entertaining backgrounding, or if you're a commercial stocker looking to buy somebody else's calves and putting pounds on, is to use this beefbasis.com resource that was built here with K-State and some other partners. And I just want to give us context for what this upcoming fall looks like. I think it's important just for planning purposes. So fast forward, let's say you're entertaining purchasing a 550-pound calf in the middle of September, and you're thinking about putting 200 pounds on between then and the middle of February. That'll be our first scenario for our listeners. That's about a 1.3 average daily gain, just for context. The value of gain in that story right now is projected to be $61 per hundredweight. So if your cost of gain are 60 bucks or higher, that's probably not something that looks very favorable. So there's nothing to get real excited about right there. The core reason for those low value of gain projections right there is the notable pull down between the September feeder cattle contract and the deferred. So to give context to that, if instead of making a September purchase, you wait until the middle of November and you buy, say, a 600-pound calf and you only put 100 pounds on, so just a different scenario, you're going to put 100 pounds on between the middle of November and the middle of February, slower rate of gain, so a little over 1 pound per day, that value of gain would be 104. So I'm simply giving, it sounds like two extremes, but the market is actually encouraging people to plan to purchase later and maybe heavier and maybe put lighter weights on.
Dr. Tonser says these calculations constantly change, so you need to be checking them for yourself and your particular situation. Also, for the cow-calf end of the business, the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver has released the latest mama cow returns for 2016 and for 2017. Dr. Tonser says the numbers continue to come down.
The most recent numbers are projected return over cash cost of $133 per cow here for the 2016 crop and then $123 per cow for the 2017 crop. By historic standards, those are still good years. Most of our listeners know those numbers have been coming down, so I'll remind everybody of that. When we started the year, so January 4th, there was a projection for 2016. We were projecting $200 per cow. And if we go all the way back to Labor Day of 2015, we were projecting just short of $400 per cow. So most of our listeners know the feeder cattle market's had a huge pullback since then. Lots of stuff we could talk about there. But the core driver of these margin pressures, you know, going back to closer to normal returns for cow-calf production, is realized in those projections right there.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming this Friday, May 20th, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 5,900 yearling steers, 3,900 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, 8,100 calves on cows, all told about 28,000 head to sell. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.